be joined by Jonathan Petrick, who is news director at WBDYLP in Binghamton, New York, a part of Bundy Community Radio.
Well, it is bitter cold in No Kings. It is 32 degrees with a wind chill of 12. It was snowing earlier. People have been here for about 3 hours. There was about 5,000 people at the beginning of the rally, probably down to about 3,000 now. Binghamton is about halfway between Buffalo and New York City, close to the Pennsylvania border, like smack dab in the middle. If you go off 17, you come right to Binghamton if you're going towards Buffalo. There's many people here, and it's been rowdy, but people have been yelling. There's many, many signs. People are protesting, a lot of Epstein signs, a lot of No King signs, a lot of ICE signs specifically. And people are in no war, many no war signs. There's pretty much zero to no law enforcement present here. There's two police cars. Nobody's nobody's being too rowdy, just yelling a lot, a lot of singing. People are very passionate, but nobody's getting out of control. Well, I'm here with veteran William Dean, who I thought I might interview. So he's here with me. William, do you want to come here?
My name is William Dean.
Okay, and William, I understand you're a veteran?
I am.
Veteran, do you mind me asking of what branch of the armed services and where and when you served?
Joined the Army in 1968. I was 17, and I served on the North Korean-South Korean border.
So with that in mind, what was it that brought you out to this protest?
I don't think we need another war. We've had enough wars. There's no doubt about that. Everybody would have to admit we've had enough wars. We've had enough young men go and die.
I also want to let you know that I do have two co-hosts with me, Katie and DA. From your perspective, are there, A, any questions that you have, and B, veterans must have a very visceral reaction to seeing us get involved in another armed conflict overseas.
Yeah, thank you for your service. And I'm curious, have you participated in any protests before this one?
Yes, I've been in all these protests, No Kings protests, and I went to the protest in 1971 to D.C. to stop the Vietnam War.
Do you feel as though the energy from that time versus the energy to this time, like, are these comparable in your opinion?
It is not comparable unless we go to D.C. May 1st this year.
Wow, okay. And going to D.C. would be significant in your eyes because?
That's the only way it's going to get done.
All
everybody
right.
has to go. Everybody has to go there May 1st.
Well,
quick question.
I was going to say, D.A., please.
Yeah, I was curious. What do you think it would take for our elected officials to listen to veterans like yourself who have that real world experience and understand the cost of war and the values that you're bringing to this conversation?
Well, if you think that 50,000 people died in Vietnam and 50,000 men committed suicide since then that were in Vietnam, I mean, really, war should be... we can't fix anything. We take out a dictator, and what happens? We get terrorists out of it, just like we're going to get more terrorists out of Iran. Let's get the heck out of there.
Thank you, sir.
And just to sort of paint a little bit of a further picture on Binghamton, can you give us an idea of what industry is like there?
Binghamton is directly Endicott, place where IBM started, is about 10 miles away. So we're right next to each other. You can drive from one through Johnson City to the next. And so IBM began there. And so the industry was basically evolved around IBM and technologies like that for a long time. Lockheed Martin has a place in the area. Boeing is in the area. But small industries, prints, not really much employment anymore. A lot of it has left this area.
Wondering very quickly before we go, is there any indication of how many younger people that you're seeing? Because, of course, with all of these pressures that you're talking about, it's also the younger generation who are going to be left trying to figure out how to untie this knot that we've got ourselves in.
Yes, the younger generation definitely showed up this time in much more force than they did last time. They were definitely all they were much more vocal about very progressive issues, is universal income, as well as the war. There were definitely people supporting Palestine that showed up, and those were many young students.